Epidemiologist Larry Brilliant worked to create the 2011 movie Contagion about a lethal airborne virus that kills within days.
Is there any way someone could weaponize the bird flu? Is that what we're looking at?
Someone doesn't have to weaponize the bird flu. The birds are doing that.
Watch this. It's transmission, so we just need to know which direction.
On day one, there were two people, and then four, and then 16. In 3 months, it's a billion. That's where we're headed.
Brilliant, the CEO of Pan Defense and former chair of the CDC's National Biosurveillance Advisory Subcommittee, says his job is to make sure contagion remains fiction. But he says COVID-19 is causing global disruption on a scale we haven't seen in 100 years.
We are in the age of pandemics, and a pattern has emerged where 50 or more viruses of animals have jumped species. From animals to humans.
Brilliant participated in a Council on Foreign Relations conference call last month along with Tara O'Toole. She's the former Undersecretary of Science and Technology for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. O'Toole says what's worrisome is we're in an age of pandemics because humans have intruded into new ecosystems and are coming into contact with different animal diseases. She says new trade and travel patterns aren't going to change. O'Toole says we need to ramp up rapid response.
The irony of that is that we're in a renaissance era of diagnostic technologies, thanks to rapid advances in science such as CRISPR. And we need to rethink our technological approach to epidemic response, starting with being able to rapidly, as in a week, design, manufacture, and at scale, distribute diagnostics.
Add to that coming up with a vaccine in real time. She says we need government support for that. To monitor everything, O'Toole says the public and private sectors have to be more adept in collecting, analyzing, and disseminating information.
For reasons that are partly attributable to lack of public resources, but are somewhat mysterious, public health has not absorbed technologies at the rate of the commercial sector, and we need to change that.
Part of that is surveillance and zoonotic diseases, the kind of pathogens transmitted to humans from insects or animals. Mark Smolinski is president of Ending Pandemics and the former director of the Predict and Prevent Initiative at Google.org.
In some countries, farmers and workers in live animal markets have the highest contact with potential new pathogens and are now being connected to innovative community-led surveillance systems to report symptoms of illness and sick or dead animals in a very timely manner.
He gives the example of Cambodia even before COVID-19, where the country had a free hotline through a collaboration of all the telecom companies. Smolinski says all countries need this. He says it could be an extension of the flu near you reporting system in the U.S. O'Toole says the novel coronavirus is teaching us a lot, and it's a wake-up call to create rapid diagnostic testing.
And if we do the right things, in a year or two, we ought to have in hand diagnostics that can be mailed to everybody and perform like pregnancy tests. In other words, you could do them at home and figure out if you're infected with virus X or not.
A rapid diagnostic blood test for the presence of COVID-19 antibodies might be available next month. ABC reports commercial labs are scrambling to develop and distribute such a test that could allow people to go back to work if they can show they've been exposed to the virus and are immune to it. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.